Wow, congratulations, Simon. The place looks absolutely amazing.
Really? You think so?
Of course, I love it. It looks like you had a professional interior designer. But you didn't, did you?
No, I did it all by myself, with a little help from my brother Greg. He's actually in the construction business, which was really helpful.
I honestly am impressed. I know I could probably repaint the walls in my house over a weekend or something, but not a full renovation. Where did you get your ideas? I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, for a while now, I've been regularly buying home design magazines. Every now and then, I'd save a picture I liked. Believe it or not, I had a full notebook of magazine pages. Since my overall style was quite minimal, I thought and hoped a whole renovation wouldn't be too difficult. And sure enough, with Greg's help, it was very achievable.
Was it very expensive? I imagine a project like this could be.
Actually, it was surprisingly affordable. I managed to sell a lot of my old furniture and put that extra money towards the new material. Greg was also able to get some discounted materials from a recent project he was working on as well.
Great. If you don't mind, I'd like to pick your brain a bit more. Jonathan and I are thinking of renovating our sitting room. Not the whole house, not yet anyway. And we'd love to get some inspiration from your experience. Are you free to come over for a coffee early next week?
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What do we learn about the woman from the conversation? Question 13. Where did the man get his ideas for the project? Question 14. What did the man say about the project he recently completed? Question 15. Why does the woman invite the man to her house next week?